Most Americans probably haven't read the U.S. Constitution in a while, maybe ever. We may know the Second Amendment or the Fifth, maybe even part of the First. That's all from watching Law and Order. But we might get a blank stare about much of anything else. Christopher Phillips has been leading what he calls Constitution Cafe discussion groups all over the country. He's asking Americans to imagine themselves as framers of our founding document. And NPR's Margot Adler has more.
For years, Christopher Phillips has been asking Socratic questions. What is knowledge? What is beauty? What is love? In schools, parks, homeless shelters, and even prisons. Now he's turned to one of his heroes, Thomas Jefferson, who believed, he says, that Americans should revisit the Constitution every 20 years.
And rewrite it from scratch. His argument was if Americans weren't vital stakeholders in that foundational document itself, they would become distanced from governance. And that, as he put it, the politicians from the president on down would become, quote unquote, like wolves.
So he's been going around the country asking people to imagine themselves in the role of framers. Would we change some things if we could? Or would we leave them the same? He'll ask people to look over something in the document and rewrite it as an exercise. Here he is at Constitution High School in Philadelphia, a public magnet school. He's asked a very ethnically diverse class of juniors to look at the preamble and write their own version. We hear Mai Nugent, Maria Diaz, Shane Dusen, Brian Cornell, and Jonathan Vargas. Here's how he begins.
How many of you kept the first three words, "we the people"? Do you think we should make sure that we should make clear who we're talking about when we say we the people?
We the people of the United States is just based on, like, everybody.
When this Constitution was approved, we the people only basically included white, land-owning, tax-paying males. How many of you believe we might want to clarify who we're talking about? A lot of you.
My name is Maria Diaz, and I think we should put the citizens of the United States.
How many of you would like to add, at least off the top of your head, the citizens of the United States?
What about immigrants?
Who said that? What about immigrants? What about immigrants?
Immigrants are people, too. If you leave it to just the citizens of the U.S., then they lose all their rights.
I think, like, it should only apply to the people that was born here. I think our say is, like, more powerful than the people that's not from here because it's our country.
Phillips tells the class that until the 1920s, white, male, tax-paying, property-holding immigrants who were not citizens could vote in federal elections. A student says it should be everyone who pays taxes, but another student notes that he has a job and pays taxes, but he's too young to vote. Then a student, Jonathan Vargas, gives a utopian view.
If you live in this country, if you help promote the general welfare like the preamble states, then therefore you are a citizen.
Jonathan has a very different notion of what a citizen is. Typically, a citizen is somebody who's either born on U.S. soil or somebody who goes through the citizenship hoops and then gives a loyalty oath. What Jonathan is saying is a citizen is somebody who participates in public life, contributes actively to our democracy. Is that right, Jonathan?
This leads to a discussion of Robert Heinlein's libertarian science fiction novel, Starship Troopers, which makes a distinction between a citizen and a civilian. A citizen has to help make the democracy work. Phillips says he's trying to spark a long overdue conversation about the Constitution.
I think one of the reasons Americans don't read it is because they feel so far removed from the corridors of governance. A manifestation of that is with the Tea Party movement, and I believe it's true with the Occupy Wall Street movement.
Phillips has brought members of MoveOn.org and the Tea Party together to discuss the Constitution, and he's not above just collaring random people on the street. After his interview in our New York office, we came across some Occupy Wall Street protesters marching down 42nd Street. He asked two of them if there was something they would change in the Constitution. One of them, Mark Grief, a professor of English, wanted a new amendment that would restrict the Bill of Rights to living human beings.
So what would the language be exactly?
I think I'd imagine an amendment that would say the rights enumerated in the Constitution are applicable only to living natural citizens of the United States, not to fictitious persons or non-existent persons.
Grief was clearly against the idea that corporations are people with an equal right to free speech. But right nearby, in the same group of marchers, was a man who called himself Seaman Surly, and although he was also against corporate personhood, he thinks the Constitution is just fine the way it is.
I think we should just look at what actually says in the Constitution. That'd be a good start. I'm not looking to change it.
Phillips believes that ordinary people can have uncommon insights about the Constitution, and is new book, Constitution Cafe, has many of these discussions.
But you do have to model a kind of thoughtful and reasonable discourse in which shrillness and intolerance is a no-no. And you have to willingly and even enthusiastically consider a wide range of objections and alternatives to your own viewpoint. That is a practice that certainly is not in any way being cultivated in the chambers of power.
At the very least, says Phillips, Constitution Cafe is trying to inculcate this habit again. Margot Adler, NPR News.
And you can suggest your own constitutional amendment at npr.org. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.